Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Actually, it's the taped local show that's all about the issues of aging. Serving Sacramento and Northern California for over 25 years, on the air here on KFBK for 18 years, California's single best source for information when it comes to the issues of providing care for an aging loved one or family member or friend or whoever it is. I'm so glad to have you with us. As always, lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some catchphrases that you're going to hear, that you hear a lot when it comes to long-term care planning. We'll talk about those and a bunch of other stuff today. Remember, a couple things let me get out of the way right off the top. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult with an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento, California. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And all of you who believe that this market will continue to go up forever, raise your hands, please. Thank you very much. You can leave now. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal or financial advice. It is editorial in nature only. What else? I don't know. That's pretty much it. You can reach me and get more information in several different ways. The single best way is to go to my website. For those of you who have a computer or a smartphone, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. It's real simple. You can go there. And as you scroll down, you'll find my phone number, 800-999-8007. You can send me an email. You can sign up for my newsletter, my free newsletter. Do it soon while it's still free. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. I always have workshops coming up. You can sign up for an appointment. They're free. I don't know. You can listen to my archived radio shows and podcasts. And what else? I don't know. There's lots of information there. There's lots of ways for you to contact me. There's lots of ways for you to get help. And lots of people need help in lots of different ways. And I'm going to use some catchwords today. And we're going to talk about those. Again, if you ever have any questions, you can always call me. If you don't have a computer, you can always call my phone, 800-999-8007. It hasn't changed in over 30 years. 800-999-8007. I want to talk a little bit today. I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff today, but I want to talk about spend down. Spend down, S-P-E-N-D-D-O-W-N, spend down. It is a phrase that people have heard a lot. You have heard that you have to spend down all of your assets. You have heard that you can't keep anything, you have to spend down. You've heard it. You've read articles on it. You've heard all kinds of things, but you've heard that you have to spend down. Now, I have a client right now whose parent is in a nursing home, and that parent has been in a nursing home for a long time, and they have a little less than $30,000 left. You want to know how much they had when they started? Over $400,000. Do you know why they don't have $400,000 anymore? It's because the nursing home and everyone around them, including the county, told them that they had to spend down. In fact, at one time, the parent owned a home, and they were told you couldn't have a home and get on Medi-Cal. So they sold the home, and they've been spending the money spending down ever since until now there's less than $30,000 left. Now, I will protect what's left and I will get them on Medi-Cal. But here's the tragedy. They didn't have to lose any of it. Not one single penny. Not one. Not one. Not two. Not three. Not one. None. Zero. But they went through almost $400,000. And by the way, that's not my record. My all-time record is $750,000. And I've had several people go through $500,000 because they thought they had to spend down. And a lot of that comes from the state itself. I've read you over the last couple of weeks a quote from the director of the Department of Healthcare Services from an article that I read out of the Kaiser Health News. And this is, where is it? I got to find it now. From Jennifer Kent, who's the head of the state's Department of Healthcare Services. Notice the name of the department. It's healthcare. Wait a minute. I thought healthcare was going to get better. I thought it was all fine now. I thought it was all okay, Bob. And I've read this quote to you before. So we can't do both. Service payer of last resort and allow people, in this case, disabled people, senior people, allow people to keep their assets. So the state promulgates this myth for its own benefit about spending down, that you have to spend down, that you can't keep anything, that you have to spend down. And so this family had spent down because they had a parent in a nursing home, almost $400,000 that mom and dad worked 50 years to acquire. They got up every morning at 6 o'clock. They dressed their kids. They got them ready for school. They packed dad's lunch or whatever it was, and everybody went on with their day's tasks. And they did exactly what they were told to do. They were told that if they paid attention and if they saved some money and if they paid off the house, at the end of their life, everything would be fine. So they did exactly what they were told. And at the end, they've lost it all. And they lost it all because they were told they had to spend down. There is no requirement to spend down. There is no spend down in the regulations anywhere. There is none of that. Now, for some of you, that's a shock, and you're going to say, but I know I've read it. Well, I appreciate that you've read it. Where does it say you have to spend down? Doesn't say you have to spend down. It says that there's an asset limit, and that if you're over that asset limit, you may not qualify for Medi-Cal. Notice the modifier I used, may. Not. Not can't, may not. So if you're married, you can keep a house, you can keep business property, you can keep IRAs, you can keep pensions, you can keep 401ks, you can keep life insurance, you can keep some annuities, you can keep lots of things. And you can keep about $120,000 in cash if you're married. Now, but Bob, what happened if they had $200,000 in cash? Well, they can protect it. Well, what do you mean they can protect it? They don't have to spend it down? No. What if they had a rental? Don't they have to sell the rental? No. Well, but I thought there was a requirement they spend down. No. There are lots of ways to protect excess assets. The issue is, do you know what they are? You know, I had somebody send me an email after last week's show, and they said, wow, what a wake-up call for reality or something like that. And I wrote back and I said, well, I'm glad it was a reality check for you, but now what are you going to do about it now that you have the information? If you have cancer and you go study every book in the world on cancer, it won't cure your cancer. At some point, you have to take the information and do something with it. You actually have to make a decision and do something with the information. So here I am giving you information, telling you that you don't have to spend down, you don't have to lose everything, you don't have to have nothing. I know that's not correct English. I used it for effect. And now what do you do with the information? You don't have to lose. You have the absolute right, despite what the nice person, the director of the Department of Healthcare Services said, you have the absolute right to protect what you've owned, what you own, not them, what you own, and what you have worked a lifetime to acquire. You do not, I repeat, you do not have to lose it all just because at your end of life you had the wrong disease. Bob, what do you mean you had the wrong disease? Well, if you have cancer and you go to the hospital and you're in the hospital in ICU for 10 days and the bill is $400,000 and you die, Medicare will pay for it or your health insurance will pay for it. But if you have dementia or you have a stroke and you go to a care facility for 4 years, according to the Department of Healthcare Services, you're not entitled to keep what you have. And if they do pay for it, according to the director, they want it back. So if you have the wrong disease, you see, then you have to spend it down. If you have a heart attack and you go in the hospital, do you have to spend down for Medicare to pay? No. There is no requirement that you spend down. My client did not have to spend down almost $400,000 in order to get help for their parent. They didn't have to do that. They did that because they were told to do by the county that they lived in, by the nursing home, and by an attorney who all told them that they had to spend down. There's no requirement to spend down. So now that you have that information, what steps are you going to take to make sure that if this happens to you or your family, remember, the incident happened to the parent. The person cleaning up the mess for the last 3 years has been one of the children. So everybody says, I don't want to be a burden on my children. Then what are you doing to not make a burden, to not create a burden? What steps did the parent take to make sure that if this happened to them, everything was protected? Nothing. So who bore the brunt? The child. Do you think mom and dad worked their whole lives and accumulated some assets to leave it to the state of California or to the corporate owners of a nursing home? Or did they work 50 years to leave it to their children and their family and their grandchildren and the people they love? I don't know. You tell me. I think I know. I don't know how you feel about it. And people say to me, well, Bob, I think people should have to repay the nursing home. Why? Do you have to repay the hospital if you're on Medicare or you're on Blue Cross? It's a health issue. Why is it in one set of circumstances, if you're old and disabled and frail and goofy, you have to repay or spend it all, but if you're young and healthy and you have a heart attack, you don't have to pay anything? Somebody explain the equity in that to me. Seniors should be enraged. Seniors should be outraged. Stop and think for a minute. Well, never mind. I don't want to go there because I'll go a place I don't want to go, because it's a dangerous place to go. But there are some people who are able to obtain health care without paying anything. And there's no recovery, and there's no spend down, and there's no asset test, and there's no anything. But seniors, you've been told you have to spend down. Now, you have a choice. You now have the information. You can make sure you never have to spend down, or you can become another victim. If you'd like to make sure that you get to keep what you worked 50 years for, then my suggestion is you call me, go to my website, get to a workshop, get into my office, and don't send me an email that says, Bob, this was a wake-up call. Okay, now what are you going to do about it? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Okay, let's talk about another thing that kind of goes along with spend down. We're talking about stuff you've heard when it comes to long-term care and Medi-Cal and all that stuff. The other thing you've heard is, remember, I'm not an attorney, this is my opinion only, is, well, I've been told I should just give it all to my kids, and then if something happens to me, then it's all protected. I cannot tell you what bad advice that is. And I could call 10 elder law attorneys today, get them on the phone, and hold the phone up to the microphone, and they would all tell you that's a really bad idea. First of all, again, my opinion only, you may be exposing your assets to your children's liabilities. If they get divorced or go bankrupt or get sued, they could lose a huge tax advantage. And they are now in charge of your property, your assets. So if you need money out of your bank account, or you want to stay in your house, you may or may not have the ability to do so. So I know you've heard that, and I know some of you have done that. But I can tell you, generally speaking, that as an observer of this for a long number of years, and having been around elder law attorneys, some very, very, very smart ones, in fact, they will tell you on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10 bad thing to do. I had someone in my office the other day. This is other stuff you've heard. Well, Bob, my house is worth less than $600,000, and so I don't have to worry about probate. Oh, really? So I had somebody in my office the other day. He was a real smart guy. He knew everything about everything. He was a real smart guy. And he had done his own trusts and stuff off of the internet because he didn't want to pay for it. He had money, but he didn't want to pay for it. He could figure this all out. And I said, then why are you here if you can figure this all out? Well, because it's cheap, and I just want you to tell me if I've done the right thing. And I'm going, why would I do that? You know everything. Now, as it turned out, the documents he had were garbage. They were garbage. And rather than admit they were garbage, and because he didn't want to come off as looking bad in the eyes of his wife who was sitting there, he left without doing anything. So when the you-know-what hits the fan, he's going to have a huge problem. He used documents that we don't use in California anymore. But he got them on the internet, so they must be okay. And they were cheap, because he did them himself. And therefore, why would the website not do perfect? Well, because they're not, come on, folks. You can do all of this yourself, but I can't name on all my fingers and all my toes and all my children's fingers and toes the number of people who I've seen come into my office who have lost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars because they tried to do it themselves. Because they heard that you had to spend down. Another thing that you've heard is that you can't do anything for 3 years, Bob, or 5 years. There's a look back period and you can't do anything. So you have to spend down because you can't do anything. Show me a regulation somewhere that says you can't do anything for 5 years. Show me a regulation anywhere that says you can't do anything for 3 years or 30 months or 2 years or 4 days. show me the regulation that says you can't do anything. But Bob, I heard it. I went to a seminar. In fact, I went to one guy's seminar, and he said, if I try to do anything, I'll go to jail because there's a granny goes to jail federal law. I'm not making that one up, folks. I actually have the materials from that workshop. There's all kinds of stuff floating around out there. By the way, there's no five-year look back. There's a period of ineligibility transfer formula that could make you ineligible for Medi-Cal for up to currently 30 months. But that doesn't mean there's a 30-month look back. There's actually a formula in the regulations. It just says, If you make a disqualifying transfer, that may make you ineligible for Medi-Cal for up to 30 months. Well, what if you made the disqualifying transfer 31 months ago? What if you're underneath the limits in the formula that are in the statute? All of you have heard all kinds of stuff. Because you heard it, doesn't make it true. You've heard you can't gift anything. You've heard that if you do a homestead, that will protect everything. No, it won't. You've heard all kinds of stuff. You've been to all kinds of seminars. I've been to so many seminars, folks, I can't tell you how many I've been to. I can't tell you how many I've been thrown out of. I went to one of these $299 or $399 trust things done by some outfit out of Los Angeles, and they did 10 seminars a day, and I went, and the guy doing the seminar couldn't answer one of my questions. Not one. Not one. There's lots of information floating around. I can probably find somewhere that if I drink enough mint juleps, it will cure cancer. That doesn't make it true. I don't like mint juleps anyhow, so it wouldn't work for me all that much. But just because you heard it somewhere or read it somewhere, go find out. Go become educated and then act. Ask lots of questions. Question number one is, where does it say that? For how much you can give, you can go to a Medi-Cal form called an MC-176-PI. And there's actually a form that tells you whether or not a gift made you ineligible for Medi-Cal, and if so, for how long. It's called an MC-176-PI. You can go look it up. You can fill it out. It'll give you all the statutes. There's all kinds of stuff. There's all county letters. There's regulations. There's everything. My point is, there's lots of stuff floating around that is going to lead you to believe that it's hopeless. Understand there's an entire industry, including the state of California, that wants you to believe it's hopeless. That there's nothing you can do. And I'm here to tell you that it's not hopeless. You are not without hope. Period. End of conversation. There are answers. You do have the right to preserve what you've worked a lifetime for. You do have the right to keep your home. No, the state is wrong when they say, we can't let them keep their assets. Yes, you can. I don't care what she says. Not only that, can you imagine someone from the biggest budgeted state agency in California, has the largest budget of any agency in California. It's tasked with providing health care. And someone in that agency says, hey, if we provide them health care, we can't let them keep their assets. Just you know, people wonder why people are disconnected from bureaucrats and from politicians. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assets, ASSETS, and AND Aging, A-G-I-N-G, Bob, I'm sorry, assetsandaging.com. And there you can sign up for a workshop. You can send me an email. You can call me. My phone number's there, 800-999-8007. You can get onto my email newsletter list. You can come and see me. You can be prepared, and you don't have to be a victim, you know, of all the stuff that's floating around out there that has people figuring out there's nothing they can do, so why try? You have the right to protect what you've worked a lifetime to acquire. Take steps today to begin to do that. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after a quick break, right here on Assets and Aging. So don't go away. Be back in just a second. Okay, I'm back. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Let's talk about some more stuff here. You know, again, my job has always been, the motto of this show has always been, no one has to lose everything just because at the end of their life they had the wrong disease. No one needs to lose everything just because at the end of life they had the wrong disease. Everyone is entitled to the appropriate level of care. Everyone is entitled to keep their assets if they choose to. Everybody is entitled to make wise decisions. Everybody is entitled to prepare and make sure you have documents that allow you or your family to make decisions for yourselves, not somebody else. Everybody is entitled to that. It's interesting to me that we talk all the time about free health care for everyone, except old people who need long-term care. We never include them in the conversation, ever. There's no politician that does it. In fact, heaven forbid, seniors are seen as ATM cards because they have assets. And so seniors are seen as a way to pay for people who don't have money to have health care. If you don't believe that, just follow the money, folks. Follow the bouncing ball of money, laws, and regulations. So let's talk about what you can do and what I can do. And let's talk about how I can help and how hopefully I can make a difference. Let's start with the basics. What's the appropriate? How do I know? Let's even go back farther. How do I know when someone needs care? It's kind of nuanced. It really is. It's not black and white. I mean, if somebody has a massive stroke, yeah, okay, that's not nuanced. Okay, we get that one. But if a lot of times it's not, it's, there's a nuance to it. You know, mom's just getting a little, you know, I don't know, she's, because she kind of sees things sometimes and she still thinks daddy's alive and she still, you know, or dad, you know, the other day I was driving with him and he was driving at 15 miles an hour and I asked him why and he said, he didn't really answer. So sometimes we just begin to notice changes. Most of the time we don't notice those changes in ourselves. That's why I'm so on top of the idea of children being involved with their parents as they get older, because you're the ones, you're the observers. You've known dad for 50 years or 40 years, whatever it is. And so you know that his behavior used to follow this pattern, but now we notice a change in pattern. We notice something's different. You know, dad always was impeccably dressed. Now sometimes he's worn the same shirt 3 days in a row. I you know, stuff. Just sometimes it's nuanced. Sometimes he calls the grandchildren by the wrong names. It's one of the grandchildren, but not the one he's talking to. And the first time, we don't think so much about it. But by the third time, we're going, oh, what does this mean? So sometimes determining when somebody, remember, half of all people over age 85 will have some form of dementia. Half of all married couples, 65 or over, the odds are 50% that one of them will go into a nursing home before they die. So we know that the frailty scale is going to continue to go have a downward trend. So the first thing we have to notice is what are we noticing in dad and mom? There are a bunch of tests out there you can go get. My favorite one is the SLUMS exam. SLUMS stands for St. Louis University Military Survey or something like that. If you just Googled SLUMS exam, SLUMS. And it's designed to be given, it was designed in conjunction with St. Louis University and the VA. And it was designed to be given by lay people. And I give it to myself every now and then. I really do. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I give it to myself. And I score it. And it's a good way to measure change over time. No, it doesn't replace a doctor or a neurologist or any of that stuff. But for family members, it's a good way over time to notice change in someone's behavior or thinking or life or whatever. Again, it's called a SLUMS exam, S-L-U-M-S exam. So once we determine that dad or mom or who grammy or grampy, whoever we're talking about, how do we begin to pick levels of care? Well, the most important thing is that you've done it before you need it. Well, Bob, I don't understand. If I don't need it, why would I do it? Because you don't have the luxury of deciding whether this is going to go rapidly or slowly. Sometimes people deteriorate slowly. Sometimes they deteriorate rapidly. And you may not have the ability you may not have the luxury to go start looking. You may have to know today. So as we begin to notice dad beginning to fail, I have my clients get in touch with planning agencies that can help tell you what kind of facilities there are around, what they cost, it's free, and all of those kinds of things, so that down the road, if I need a caregiver for mom to come into the house for 3 days a week, I'll know where to find one, and I'll know what it's going to cost, and I'll know how to make it work, and I'll, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Make sense? I hope so. So once we begin to notice, then we have to determine what's going to be the level of care. If we're going to keep somebody at home, great, I want to keep somebody at home. Remember, the two basic questions always are, who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? So if we're going to stay at home, are we going to have a caregiver come in? Is my daughter going to come live with me? Is my grandson going to come and live with me? Who's going to come and live with me? And how do I pay it? And who do I pay? And are there care agreements in place? There's not. There better be. Well, Bob, I know that there's somebody who will come and do this for $8 an hour under the table. Yeah, until they hurt their back and they go to workman's comp and they find out you're not paying into workman's comp. And oh, by the way, you haven't 1099'd this person to the IRS and you have a world of trouble. But you can do that if you want to. Not a very good idea, but you can do that. So what level of care and how am I going to pay for it? Is it going to be in-home care? Is it going to be assisted living? Is it going to be a boarding care? What's it going to be? I don't know the answer to that. You have to figure out the answer to that and figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and all of that kind of stuff. You're the one that needs to be looking at this and figuring it out. So first we begin to identify that we're starting to have a problem. What if your mom has diabetes? Do you know what all the side effects are of diabetes, like amputation and stroke and heart attack? And somebody has high blood pressure. Do you know the high blood or congestive heart failure? Did you know congestive heart failure can lead to dementia? Why? Because there's not enough blood flow. Same thing with COPD can lead to dementia. There's all kinds of things you need to be aware of in your parents as they begin to age. You have to begin to have that discussion. In my family, I have one kidney. We've had the discussion with my family about what my desires would be if I ever had to go be on dialysis. Everybody knows what that is, and I have documents that allow them to deal with that stuff if that ever happened. Do you? Have you had that discussion with your family? It's great that somebody sends me an email and says, what a reality check, but what have you done with the reality check? Okay? So then the next issue is, how am I going to pay for this? So what do I have available to pay? And who's going to be able to pay? Who's going to be able to make financial decisions for me? I had somebody today was talking to me and they said, well, all of our documents are up to date. And I said, up to date? What does that mean? Well, we just amended them about a year ago and so they're up to date. I said, you still haven't told me what that means. I want to know what they say. He said, what do you mean? I said, what does it say? And I asked him a bunch of questions. What does it say about this and this and this and this and this? And his answer was, and this was one of the children, I don't know. I said, so to say it's up to date is meaningless. I don't know what up to date means. What does it say? Who's going to be able to make these decisions for you? Who's going to pick your caregiver? Who's going to decide where you stay? Everybody said, well, I'm going to stay home. Well, what if you can't stay home? Well, Bob, I can stay at home. I can always stay. I can stay at home forever and forever and forever. No, you can't. No, there are some diseases you're not going to stay home. You're not. You're not staying home. So then who's authorized to pick the level of care? Who can hire caregivers? Who has access to your money? Who could use your home or the equity in your home to help pay for care if you couldn't? All of those kinds of questions. Well, the good news is I can do all that. I can help you wade through all of that. I can help you figure out the answer to all those questions. I can help you figure out the answer to the Department of Healthcare Services director who says they can't keep their assets. I can show you how you can. All of that stuff can be done. Well, you know, what about the money, Bob? It costs money. That's right. It costs money. So what are you doing with your money? Well, Bob, I've got it safe and secure in the bank. Do you know how many banks are now going to negative interest rates? Many of the biggest banks in Europe have now gone to negative interest rates. What does that mean? It means if you put $100,000 in a savings account at the bank, it'll cost you money to keep it there. There won't be any interest. So how much are you getting on your CD? 0.25%, 0.5%, 0.75%? How much are you getting on your money market? I had somebody in my office a couple weeks ago that had $800,000+ in a brokerage account and last year made $106 of interest. I tried to make some suggestions. They left without doing anything. I think they were shocked. Haven't heard back from them. Somebody shouldn't be shocked. Their children should be outraged that this has happened to their parent. I can't tell you what percentage of cases I've seen. I can increase people's interest rate by anywhere from 50 to 75% overnight with no additional risk. It's not hard. It's that just like Medi-Cal and spend down and look backs, we've been brainwashed into believing that the only place we can have money is in a mutual fund or a money market or down at the corner bank in a savings account or a CD. There are options. There are always options. Do you know what they are? I do. Can I help? Yes. If you're dealing with a parent today or a spouse, what are the steps you should be taking to make sure that at the end of life, everything you worked hard for passes on to the people you love, not to the state or not to the corporate owners of facilities? What specific steps have you taken? Well, Bob, everything I have is up to date. I don't know what that means. The good news is I can help with that. I sit down with families all the time. Have you had a family conference lately? It's one of the most important things you will ever do. Children, you should demand it of your parents. Well, I can't demand anything from my parents. Yes, you can. You have to demand it from your parents because you're the one that's going to be taking care of them. Look around. Go into a nursing home. See who's there and see who comes to visit. It's the younger people that come to visit. They're the ones taking care of the older people in the facility. It has always been thus. Even when grandma used to go to live with the kids, who was taking care of her? Younger people. We very rarely are taken care of by older people, unless it's a spouse. And sometimes that doesn't end well. So what things are you doing to make sure that you've got all those pieces in place? Well, the good news is I can help with that. I can make sure that you and your family have the pieces to the puzzle that you need. You've put together a puzzle. What's the most annoying thing you can do when you do a puzzle? Seriously. What's the most annoying thing? I don't care if it takes 6 days. What's the most annoying thing? Yeah, half of you have already said it. You get to the end of the puzzle and there's a piece missing. And even though it's only one lousy piece, it destroys the whole puzzle. I can make sure you have all the pieces to the puzzle, that there aren't any pieces missing, and that as much as possible, we've planned for unforeseen changes in the future. Because we don't know what's going to come. We don't know who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to be competent, who's going to be incompetent, who's going to go first, who's going to go second, who's going to be the caregiver. I had somebody in my office last week who is younger than the husband. And so everybody's focused on the husband because the husband's older. And I went, if you died tomorrow, who's his caregiver? And everybody looked at me, some of the family was there, and they looked at me and went, what are you talking about? If you died tomorrow, who's his caregiver? And the answer is nobody. Because the caregiver, as in most cases, is the spouse. And nobody ever asked the question, what happens if the well spouse gets sick or dies? I can help with that. I can tell you what the answers to that are. I can help work that through for your life and for your family so that you have addressed that issue before it happens. Long-term care, losing everything, the people that lose everything, and by the way, nationally, 500,000 families are rendered impoverished every year by the cost of one person needing a nursing home. One person. 500,000 families every year lose everything that they worked a lifetime for because they had the wrong disease and they needed a nursing home. If they had had cancer, how many of you have known somebody who's over 65 on Medicare and had cancer treatment sometimes for 6 months, 8 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years before they die? Do you know how much that costs? They don't have to pay anything for that. But if you have dementia, or you wind up needing long-term care or whatever it is, then you have a serious, serious problem. And yet we're so used to having our health insurance card or a Medicare card pay for medical care. We just assume it's going to pay for that caregiver that comes up. Well, Bob, they have visiting nurses. There's hospice. Hospice comes in twice a week for a couple hours, manages meds, helps that person bathe, and leaves. Visiting nurses come in once a week, check blood or check whatever, and they leave. They're not providing long-term care. It's important to understand the paradigm, the world, the matrix, the puzzle in which long-term care exists. It has a lot of parts, and unlike the normal puzzle we're used to, they're constantly moving and changing because you have bureaucrats for their own benefit or their benefit of their political careers or their constituents who are constantly changing the rules. And remember, every time there's a piece of legislation, there's a winner and a loser. There is never a piece of legislation in which everyone wins. There's some legislation that is being promoted. I can't talk about it because it's not what we do, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to hurt a lot of people when it comes to medical care. And it's being promoted as this wonderful thing that's going to help healthcare, and I'm telling you, it's not. And I was right about the Affordable Care Act. I was right about the expansion of Medi-Cal, bankrupting states, and I'm right about this one too. Make a difference in your life and in your family's life. I can help. Organize everything. Make sure you understand what's coming. Make sure you understand the choices that you're going to have to make. Do you know how hard some of the choices are you're going to have to make? Do you know how hard it is to put a family member in a nursing home? Do you know how hard it is to take the car keys away from a family member and say, "I'm sorry, Dad, you can't drive anymore"? Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how hard it is when your mom goes to the hospital and then she goes to the nursing home for rehab and then you have to look her in the eyes and say, "Mom, you can't go home anymore"? It's harder than those of you that have done it, you know, your heads are bobbing up and down. For those of you that haven't done it, it's harder than anything you will have ever done in your life. Dying is simple compared to condemning someone to a life of long-term care. And yet, we're not honest about it. We don't see it in our future. We don't do any of those things. People, I deal with lots of people with debilitating terminal diseases, and a huge chunk of them are in complete denial about where this is going. Sometimes the organizations that are involved in it are in complete denial about where this is going. You can make a difference in your life, in your family's life. You can have the answers to all those questions. You can have it all sorted out in advance. You can do all those things. Have you ever gone to a potluck? I've gone to a potluck. We've all gone to a potluck. When you go to a potluck, everybody does what? They bring something. And with a potluck, it's food-based, right? So somebody's bringing the hors d'oeuvres. Somebody's bringing the deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs. Somebody's bringing whatever. Somebody's bringing the main course. Somebody's bringing the salad. Somebody's bringing dessert. Somebody's bringing the appetizer. Somebody's bringing a bottle of wine. Somebody's bringing whatever. Now, if you're like most families and you're having the potluck at 5 o'clock tonight, when do you start planning for that? At 4:30 or that morning or sometimes even the day before because you realize you didn't have some stuff and you had to go to the grocery store and get the stuff so you could start making the stuff that you needed to make for whatever you're bringing to the potluck. If you dedicated 1/10 of that much time to beginning to set in motion the things that will protect what you and your family worked a lifetime for, you could do it. You could absolutely do it. And how many potlucks have all of us been to in our lives? A lot. You could do it. You could do it. You could do it. You can. You know what? Cinderella? No, no. It was it. Yeah, Cinderella. You remember the bird singing, "You can do it," or "We can do it," or something like that. You can do this. It starts with going to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or calling me at 800-999-8007. Coming in to see me, getting to a workshop, calling me and setting up an appointment, sending me an email with a question asking for help. But if you're willing to take that first step, at the end of that first step are answers. They may not be the answers you like. You may be the smartest person in the world and you did this trust on the internet, and I'm going to sit there and tell you that it may have some problems and you may elect not to do anything. I can't help that. But for those who are really concerned about what reality is and really want to make a difference, and really want to find honest solutions and open solutions that will make a difference in your life and in your family's life, then that's why this show has been here for 18 years and what I've been dedicated to doing for almost 30. Make a difference in your family's life. Give me a call today, 800-999-8007. You can do it, and I can help. Take the first steps, make the decision to do it. 800-999-8007. It's a privilege being here every week. I love doing this. I love my clients. I love doing what I do. And God willing, the creek don't rise, I can do it for a few more years. 800-999-8007. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to seeing you at a workshop, or right here again next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.